We're still learning new things about tracking viruses. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Davida Smith, associate professor of molecular microbiology at Texas A&M University San Antonio, explains.
My research is focused on COVID-19 spread and transmission by examining wastewater. We've developed methods that sequence a small region of the virus from wastewater, which allows us to monitor variation in the virus over time. This is a novel approach, different from that of many other groups who are examining the whole viral genome. The region we're focused on, the spike, is one of the most physiologically relevant parts of the virus, as it allows the virus to bind to its receptor on host cells. By doing this, we can monitor the response of the virus to pressures in the environment and the host and everything else over time. Going forward, this targeted sequencing technique could be applied to a variety of different other viruses and bacteria as well. The research is important because we believe that wastewater surveillance in place of human surveillance by conventional methods of swabbing and testing has many benefits. Everybody contributes their genetic information to the waste that goes into the sewer. And because of that, even if you're not sick or if you don't have symptoms, we can test water from the sewer and look at the variety of viruses coming from everyone who has generated waste. It's less biased for that reason, as most people who go to get tested perhaps have symptoms, or they might be asked to go because of work or other reasons, such as for compliance. But everybody does go to the bathroom. So when we take a sample of composite wastewater, we get the data from hundreds of thousands of individuals by analysing just one sample, and we can monitor for infectious disease trends at scale. This approach is very affordable, accessible, and available to communities that perhaps don't have the resources to do mass human testing.
That was Davida Smith of Texas A&M University San Antonio. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.